You're listening to the Fox in a Phoenix podcast, understanding the feminine cross-dressing experience.
I'm Savannah Hawk, dual gender male to female cross-dresser, LGBTQ plus advocate, TEDx speaker, and author of the Living with Cross-Dressing book series.
And I'm Julie Rubenstein, proud ally and co-founder of foxandhanger.com, a feminine styling and life coaching service for cross-dressers and transgender women.
Welcome back to the Fox in a Phoenix podcast. This is Savannah, your co-host for today. In the studio, again, I can't seem to get rid of her, is Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Savannah.
How are you?
Oh, you just make me feel so warm and welcome. I'm beside myself.
Well, that's what I'm here for, to make you feel welcome. Mm-hmm.
You are amazing.
Well, that's true. I can't deny nor lie that there's a lot of truth in it. So what brings you to the studio today, Judy?
You asked me?
I heard you had a question for me.
I do have a question.
Yeah, tell me. What's your question?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and I think that if I asked you some questions that maybe other people are wondering about, maybe you can illuminate them a little bit. So my question for you today is, heels? Really? Why? Why do you love to wear heels so much?
Oh, I'm glad you clarified, because I was going to give you the whole breakdown about wrestling, about how heroes, the faces, and the villains are the heels, and you really need that conflict between them to make a good match. Well, you're talking about the shoe.
The shoe.
Yes. Okay, which go on your heel. Makes sense.
Now, on your foot.
On the foot, yeah. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So wait, you're asking me why I love them or why I wear them?
You wear them regardless if they hurt, regardless how long, regardless if they hurt, regardless how long your day is. Mm. I can recall a time, I should really back up.
Okay.
When I first went to your apartment and you showed me all of Savannah's wardrobe and I was so overwhelmed.
I guess I remember that one.
One of your items was a pair of stiletto thigh-high boots.
Oh, yeah.
And given that you're only like a size or two larger than me in feet, I said, I got to try these puppies on. So I sat down and I got them zipped up and I went to stand up and I was like a toddler on my first walk. I'm like, what the hell? Why? And I think you wore those as a costume, didn't you? To Comic-Con.
Yeah, I think I did.
So that was like a 10-hour day.
Yeah.
And women were looking at you and they're like snickering. Oh, now you understand, huh? Because you're cringing in pain, but you won't take them off.
Well, okay. Well, hold on. I mean, you have so many questions out there that I need to address. Mm-hmm. First of all, why heels? Not even getting into why stiletto heels, platform heels, 6-inch heels, but why heels? Primarily, why heels is because they're very feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And with a person, and you did state it, a couple of sizes bigger than you, and I have by no means as big as some other cross-dressing men's feet who have trouble finding female shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a hunt just to find heels. Mm-hmm. For me, I get away with buying it at the Targets and the formerly known as Payless, mm-hmm. and all those places. For me, really, it all started in 1996 when my first introduction of going to Madden in the city in Manhattan with my wife's ex-wife.
Mm. Wait, you were married?
Yeah, I was married. Yeah, my ex-wife's co-worker's girlfriend. And she took me to Madden, and I'm in the store trying to choose on in heels. And she got these cool platform chunky heels and fell in love with them. And it wasn't normal. It wasn't like normal footwear you see on people every day. We're in Manhattan, so you have that cross-section of people who are wearing sneakers till they get to work. You got people who are doing 9-to-5 high fashion every day, wearing the craziest shoes ever. For me, I really think it has many layers, and one is that it made me feel more feminine head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
And having heels on is, yes, it can be distracting because people are looking at it, but also makes me feel more feminine, because if I was wearing flats or like ballet slippery type of shoes or even sneakers, even after all these years, I'm still like on the fence about wearing girl sneakers.
Some
even
if they dazzled were, sneakers.
I know. And I even if they're
cute. There's a lot of cute women's shoes.
No, but I'm not there yet. Okay. I'm not there yet, but first and foremost, it was about looking as feminine as possible, even if it was overly exaggerated, because you are presenting in a way that you don't want to just have this great look and then you're wearing flats. So that was like the first thing on my mind back in the day. Yes, we did go to Comic-Con. Yes, I did wear, I think, 5-inch stiletto heels as Miss Marvel.
I can still see your face. You were just like bent over. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. I'll catch up. Oh, I'll catch up.
And you're just like, what an idiot. And I suffered. Yes. And it was a 10-hour day. We walked from Penn Station to the Javits. Uneven terrain, going back and forth to all the different sessions.
The escalators, navigating those in those little needle-like heels.
And I loved it. Because in that regard, it was part of the cosplay and I wanted to be, because comics for women are super exaggerated. And even though superheroes are fighting crimes, they're still wearing the craziest high stiletto heels. And that's what I wanted to do to make that look correct. But if you recall, when we went back to Comic-Con the following years, I would at least have a pair of sneakers in my backpack.
Yes.
Once that day was done, those things were coming off and my feet were just hot from all that abuse. And I would just put those sneakers on. And I think I remember somebody who wanted to take a picture of me, but I had already taken the heels off and put them away. And I was like, oh no. The
waist up only, please.
So I was like, it's about the completion of the look in that regard. Now, here we are in 2024. I just went out with the girls this weekend that I met from Instagram, and we all got together. They were in town at Airbnb in Greenville. Shout out to Kat and Olive and Millie and Megan and Jenna. And there I was in like 2.5-inch wedge heels, cork wedge heels. So I've gotten to the point in my life, one, because as you know, in 2023, I had a lot of back issues, and I'm very concerned about what might happen if I twist and fall and hurt myself. And two, they're more comfortable, even though they're strappy and open toe.
And how did you feel last night after wearing those shoes all day?
Let's just say in the following 8 to 10 hours, a total of 8 Advil tablets were consumed. If that's what you mean. I'm still a lot of pain, but that's also because I'm out of practice.
Yes.
I don't use those muscles anymore. I don't get out as much in that way where I'm actually in any regard that we're like walking long distances a lot. So I'm not as in shape as I was back then. And even back then, you're like, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you suffering?
Yeah. I put on heels to go to an event and we sit down, we find our table, sit down, and the shoes come off.
And where do they go? Under the table.
And that's where they stay the entire night until it's time for us to leave. Women can be feminine. Cross-dressers can be feminine and not be in pain.
Okay, but you said a very important thing. Women can be feminine. Yes, they're women.
Cross-dressers can be feminine also.
But you don't understand. You're already feminine. You're already a woman. There's a huge divide between living from birth as a woman and being like, I don't need these shoes. I'm in my sparkly dress anyway, and my makeup and my hair's all coiffed. I can be cool and get on the dance floor and be free and not be suffering. And I know that. I know that 90% of women are like, I'm not wearing these at the reception. They're going off. I'm putting on my little ballet slippers I had in my clutch purse. But for
even the brides have their little kids or their ballet shoes.
Of course. But what I'm saying is, it's easy for you to think that way because you're already a woman. We are still men, and you could say masquerading, but we are presenting as women. And that is part of the thing that makes us feel like women. So to back to the point, I'm not there to wear sparkly little glitter pink sneakers yet because it doesn't feel feminine to me. So to abandon my shoes at whip with this dress I'm wearing to this reception is showing the world you're not as feminine as you want to be. And it's important. There's some almost insidious thing that is, this is super, super important. It's hard to describe, but where women are like, oh my God, I can't believe you're still wearing those heels. we're like, hell yeah, we have to. This is what makes us feel complete. If I start taking pieces off, it's almost like disrobing the presentation in a way that doesn't make us feel as comfortable as wearing.
So you have a feminine persona that you're trying to exemplify, and it doesn't work if you're not in heels. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, I don't.
So you have this feminine part of your personality, and you like to express it by wearing feminine clothes. Mm-hmm. That's going to fail if you don't have heels on?
I didn't say it was going to fail. I said it won't feel
complete. It's not complete.
And as you've known me for many years, not since 96, when I first put on heels in public. But, my height of heel is lowering over the years because I am trying to be more mindful of my body and be more comfortable and not suffer as much. But there is also the love of heel. You know what I'm saying? It's not just like I'm going to fail. Yes, logically, I'm not going to fail looking like a woman from the ankles up if I don't wear heels. I get that. I understand what you're saying. But there is a psychology to it that goes way beyond just the physicality of wearing the shoe. And that is, again, part of the ensemble of not feeling complete, feeling like you're missing something or feeling like that part is not overly feminine. And overtly feminine, then it is not feminine. Again, my feet are larger than yours.
Not that much, but
maybe not me, but other men's feet are way bigger than the little petite size fours and fives. But you don't worry about it. Maybe you did worry about it. Did you worry about like your footwear and feeling feminine when you were younger?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I always looked for a certain style of flats that they weren't long in the front to make my foot look even longer. Plus I have wide feet. So, I always tried to find something like the little ballet flats or something that took away from that the shape made your foot appear smaller. The illusion.
The illusion, Your Honor. I'd like to say I rest my case on this witness. I mean, you're kind of saying the same thing. You're aware of your foot as a woman, knowing, well, my feet are larger and I don't want to bring attention to it. For me, that is also true, even with all the other things I said. It's also true. It's like you don't want to draw attention to that feature. And so by ironically exaggerating it in a different way, height versus width or height versus length.
Yeah, it gives you less distance.
Yeah, because if you think about it, as soon as you're tilting up that foot, it's not flat on the ground. So it doesn't look like a size 14. It looks smaller.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's a lot of that, too. Again, there's a psychology to it that is either ingrained or fear-based, or we just want to wear something cute.
Well, you did. You mentioned it with Comic-Con, but you don't do it more often. I would do it. If I'm going to wear heels somewhere, I will carry a pair of flats so I can swap. And then when the time comes, if I'm going to go meet somebody or go for pictures, slip on the high heels. And when you're not, you slip them back off again.
But you know how hard that would have been with thigh-high zip-ups that you'd have to wiggle into, wiggle out. Every time someone's like, I'm not picture with you, that it just wouldn't be logistically
I'm not talking easy. About those thigh-high boots.
But again, I have done it. I don't carry extra shoes with me. But I am, again, I'm doing more wedges, less stiletto, lower to the ground, because I am becoming more comfortable in that shoe. Although I still like open toed, because I just like the look of looking at my little
red things. Sparkly toes.
Yeah, I like, there's something about the open toe that is also way more feminine in ways than some other.
They never worked for me because I have wide feet. So,
So there you go. It's like those things. Like, I like it. It makes me feel pretty. And again, sometimes it's just you looking at your own feet going, this makes me feel right and pretty and comfortable in how I want to present. Whereas I totally agree with you. Those shoes that are to a point, like weird non-curved elf shoes. I don't understand why any woman would want to do that, but I do know because they want their feet to look longer.
Cockroach stompers, I call them.
I don't like those, even though if you've seen those styles, they are uber femme in a lot of ways. But it just doesn't appeal. It just doesn't speak to me.
Yeah, if you're wearing garter belts and a corset and that kind of thing,
I've seen women in just regular wear wearing shoes like that. So that's not the case. But I've also had an affinity for ankle support. So one of the other critical things I want in my shoe is strappiness around the back of the ankle. Mm-hmm. I will not wear a sandal that's open back because I always
slip out of it. Yeah, that's annoying.
So there's a lot of things also that I like certain styles of shoes. The wedge, again, I only bring it up because I wore it just recently. And it's got that back strap around the back of the ankle, and it gives me support. The open toe lets a little peepers come through, but yet still supportive. And I need that because I don't want to turn my ankle either. Mm-hmm. Again, I am getting older, audience. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I'm getting lower to the ground in both my shoe height and my stature. But why heels still? I don't know. I don't know if I'd answer your question.
Yeah. I did have a short phase in my life when I was in my early 20s where I did like to wear heels, but they were maybe 2 inches. I liked them with jeans. They looked nice, and I did feel more feminine. I will give you that. But as I have matured over the years, the style has become a lot less important to me to wear now. The shoes I'm wearing now, I don't think they're flattering at all.
Your Hey Dudes?
Yes.
What did you wear tonight? What was the boots?
Oh, those are my UGG boots. They're not either. They don't make your feet look small, but they're comfortable.
True. But yet that's stylish though, because all the girls, all the young girls are wearing UGGs.
Yes, it's stylish.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's stylish.
I know.
I'm out way more than you. And I'm telling you, all the girls wear their leggings and their UGGs.
Yeah.
In the winter spring.
But for me now, it's all about comfort. You know, the style is secondary. I can see a pair of shoes in the store that I'm like, oh my God. But I know that I would put them on and I'd say, oh, they look pretty. But as soon as I stood up, it'd be like, oh.
Oh, by the way, listeners, I'm staring at Judy's feet and she's wearing a Native American style leather moccasin.
Minnetonka moccasins.
Yeah, well, hold on. Yes. Hold on. Look at it. It's very flat. And it's very cute on her because this hits her vibe because she's very bohemian. Mm-hmm. So let me get back to the scene where you had this phase. Mm-hmm. So Judy.
Yes.
Heels. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Because I value comfort over fashion. Some people
always.
Yes. That's why I don't really wear makeup most of the time. That's why I don't really get fancy hairstyles, a color in my
hair. She does have a lot of color in her hair, so that's true.
Yeah, and even that's going to be toned down next time.
What?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't go for any kind of hairstyles that have to be maintained. I'm lucky that I have naturally curly hair, so all I got to do is shake it out and let it dry.
Yeah, she's the type of woman that she gets her hair straightened by at the salon and then just wears it until that first wash, it goes, and then it's all curly. That's like the treat I get is your post a salon visit.
Yes.
Now, here is why I think we will never understand each other on this point, because you've always been like, heels, hell no. And me, I'm like, heels, hell yeah. So even just generally in our souls, we have an affinity for different shoes. And pain and comfort aside.
I was going to say, I like heels. I like how they look. I wish I could wear them. There are some people that wear them all the time. Some women, most women though, they'll wear heels in the office or something, but they've got their sneakers that they put on when they get on the subway to go home and that kind of thing. And for driving, it's awkward to drive with heels on.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, so all that time that I have to keep pushing my chair back like 2 clicks because I realize I have heels on and my foot's closer to the gas pedal than I want it to be. Yeah, that's always... Or getting in and out of the car when you're not that tall and you keep busting your head on top of the door frame.
Or if you happen to step on a sewer grate or something.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I've done that. Oh, and by the way, this weekend, and it might just be because we're very tall men and women, but at the Airbnb, they had a hanging chandelier in the den and every one of us got clocked right on the little screw ball at the bottom. We all like got hit and then we got really good at matrixing around it because we're all in heels.
Yeah.
I had low heels compared to everybody. Kat had these glorious 5-inch stiletto boots with buckles and everybody was just going all out.
Let's see, when I'm in the Airbnb, the shoes would be off. Even if we were going to go out and I'm going to wear the heels while I'm out, when I'm in that Airbnb, the shoes would be off. So you put them on right before you go out the door.
Yeah, it's just, you know what? I will tell you this. I hear you. I'm not telling you I don't hear you and don't understand you, but what I'm telling you, when I'm sitting there and we're all sitting in the chairs in the living room talking to each other while our legs crossed and you're just looking at your lower leg bouncing on your other leg, There's something about just even looking at the heel on you as the person. There's something about it that's just alluring and makes you happy.
I get that way of looking at my moccasins.
Well, there you go. See, we're all on the same page, just for different shoes. That's mm-hmm. all. Mm-hmm. So we all have our thing we love about shoes or heels or sandals or ballet slippers or whatever it is mm-hmm. that makes you happy. There is something about wearing that apparel, mm-hmm. that footwear, that just like, just, I don't know.
Brings you joy.
It brings you joy.
Marie Kondo, you know, does it make you happy?
Yes.
Does it speak to you?
It does. And unfortunately, there is some suffering that all gender diverse male and female cross-dressers deal with. And that is pain and suffering. It's not just for footwear.
You know, I know.
Corsetry.
Yeah, we can. That's a whole other.
So we suffer a lot. Even some of the wigs I wear, if you put it on and you don't realize it's too tight.
I've seen the net marks and the corset marks on you, and you take that stuff off.
Yeah. So some of it I do because I want to look that look. Mm-hmm. And it is suffer where I'm suffering from my heart. Some of it's worth it. Some of it, like you said, as you get older, more mature, I really don't want to suffer as much anymore.
Yes.
Because sometimes I can. Sometimes I'll turn to do something and I pull muscle in my abdomen because I'm so bound up with a corsetry or something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a young person's game.
It is.
But yet I was with people on Saturday and every one of us was rocking some higher heels.
But I bet you could probably find things to wear that would also make you feel feminine and wouldn't be as restrictive, wouldn't be as painful.
Well, I don't. I will tell you, the wedges aren't painful. It was painful when I was like, oh my God, I haven't used these leg muscles in forever. That was not about the shoe. My shoe was comfortable, and wearing them and walking in them was very comfortable. So I've got the comfort of the footwear down. Mm-hmm. It's my body. That's not the problem. Not that I was wearing 10-inch heels going, oh my God, no muscles are built for this. And mm-hmm. now I just need to do it more and be more in practice with it. And I think I'll be better. But yeah, I've definitely really shortened my game. And I'm happy about that. I don't feel like I need to really go overboard for the ultra femme in order to feel femme. So mm-hmm. now I'm just, like cute little wedges. And that's a lot of work.
I always go for quality in general. I waitressed for a number of years and I did not skimp on the shoes that I would wear to waitress because, talk about being on your feet for 15 hours straight on a holiday or something, you know.
I mean, you get it. You get that there's pain involved and you were as comfortable as you possibly could be in spite of what you were doing. And you're still in pain.
I would have my little nurse shoes on, you know.
Yeah. But I don't think I'll ever shorten my heel height enough for it to end up just being a sneaker.
No little kitten heels?
Maybe, but I've seen even that.
I think they look silly. If you're going to, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, why bother having the little kick of a heel?
Either do flats or do a heel if you're going to do a heel.
Yes,
you know?
I agree. And that's like, some of them are very cute, but it's like, really no point to it. Which is why a wedge is better, because no matter how high or short it is, at least it's got a look to it that looks like a heel. But
I'm not much of a wedge person.
You don't have to wear it. I'm not making you wear my shoes.
No. We agree to disagree on a lot of fashion statements.
That's very true. There's many episodes about my short skirts and how you hate them. Anyway.
And we will discuss these things as we go along.
Oh, maybe not. I mean, sorry, I've been beating a dead horse. I love my skirts. What do you want to do about it? But yeah, I hope I answered some of the questions. To summarize, we suffer for our heart because we want to pass. There is safety in the distraction and the way it will reshape the foot, especially if you have a larger foot.
It reshapes how you stand also and presentation.
Posture. Yeah, posture makes the booty pop out. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. It's all about that. It's like that booty's popping out there. Yeah, the bigger the heel, the more you have to stand a certain way.
Right.
Now the tits are out.
Yes, it does make you feel more proud. And I understand. Yeah. I'm not totally against. I do get it, but I also have my reservations.
But what are your reservations about if you had to do it, or yes, then I'm doing it?
Well, okay. So because my brain is so wonky, I understand why you do it, but at the same time, I can't understand why you do it.
Thank you. Audiences is what I deal with on a daily. Yeah. I understand you, but I can't understand you.
I could never imagine doing it myself.
You project that onto me.
Yes.
If you can't understand it, then yes, you can't understand how I would even do it.
Yes. And that's one of the struggles that cross-dressing couples face. Were couples where there was a cross-dresser in the couple.
No, I hear because what you're saying.
We understand things, but yet at the same time, we would never do them, you know? But
Oh my God, now we're getting into another topic.
Oh.
And I don't want to get into another topic because it was all about heels. Why or why not? But I will just mention, I will touch on what you're saying, which is, again, just because it's not something you want to do or would do or think is okay because you would never do it, doesn't mean somebody else doesn't want to do it.
Yes.
So that could be a whole other topic. And it really, when it comes to fashion or heels or the venue you want to go to or the company you want to keep, that, like you said, could be a big divide where one person doesn't understand why the other person would want to do it because they would never do it themselves.
Well, that might be a topic for our next get together.
Yeah. So to reiterate, as we close out this episode, one, it's the art form and suffering for the art. It is the way that a shoe can distract from our perception of how distracting our big feet are.
Okay.
We think that the heel can minimize it or distract in a different way. And like you said, keep us now better posture, better lift. Mm-hmm. Just the fact of walking in heels is very feminine. Mm-hmm. So the higher the heel, the more feminine you might feel because it's really elongating the body and the frame. We talked about sometimes it's for the look because it's cosplay or whatever. So it's you do it just to get that look complete. We talked about as you mature, your tastes may change.
Mm-hmm.
And mine definitely
Or your tolerance may change.
And my tolerance has definitely changed.
Whether or not you want it to.
you know, I don't think that if there was zero pain, that I would still be striving for a 5-inch platform. I think in some way it's just my fashion sense has changed because there is this identity, this very, I don't want to say infantile, but there's very young identity that we as crossdressers have that we are trying to make up for all that lost time that we didn't have as adolescents and as young adults who are, that's when you would be, like you said, you had that phase when you're wearing heels.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have that phase. We never had that. So we are chasing that look, that youth look. It lasts for a long time. And the reason why it lasts for a long time is because we weren't living it every day during that period. We're living in these little blips of time throughout our adulthood. So now, in my 50s, I'm sorry. Where, not probably for the last, probably since we've met each other, those heels have come down during our relationship.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that in my 40s, early 50s, again, body-wise, and I think just mentality-wise, comfort-wise, and confidence-wise, I don't feel like I need to express that in such an exaggerated fashion.
We are coming up on 10 years this year.
Gee whiz!
Yes, and then in June, 10 years. So yes, you definitely, your wardrobe, I remember first seeing your wardrobe, it has matured a lot, and it's gotten a lot more appropriate for you.
Again, that's what you think. Because I still like my short dresses. I just have a lot of COVID weight I need to get rid of to make me feel comfortable in the things I'd like to wear. But yes, my styles change. I'm more A-line, more wrapped dress.
Mm-hmm.
I still wear that faux leather skirt because I like my legs and how it shapes my booty and a nice blouse.
Oh, your booty looks good no matter what
you wear. Well, I do like my booty. So I need to get back in the gym. Maybe.
And you have a lot of good fashion tips from your co-host that is on hiatus at the moment.
She is. She's busy doing lookbooks at the moment. She's got a plethora of work and projects to be done for her clients. So we took this time to do another episode with Judy and I.
Mm-hmm.
So, but with that said, keep her in business.
Yes.
Just because she's busy, feel free to say, I want my lookbook now and I want my consultation now because you know what? This is
she's good.
Being a bit, yeah, she's good, and having extra business is the best problem you could have.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Judy knows she's an entrepreneur as well.
And I am buried.
It's true. She barely had time to come on this recording today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the question.
You're welcome.
I'll let you know, let the audience know, this came to Judy in a dream.
Not really.
Okay. But it sounds more cool if it came to you in a dream to just ask this question.
I was laying in bed and starting to doze and thinking about, because I know you wanted me to come back on. I'm like, oh, that would be good. We could talk about something. And then we could end on a note where, like, next time we're going to talk about this.
We are not prognosticators or fortune tellers. I can't tell you what's next.
No. But hopefully we'll just keep the conversation going. And people might learn a little something or be a little more understanding or a little more. And I wouldn't say tolerant. That's a bad word. But
tolerance is better than intolerant.
That's true. That's true. But hopefully hopefully shed some light on some things that are day-to-day things.
Well, I mean, yes. And also we could talk about tolerance and acceptance and support and intolerance and invalidation. We talk about all that as the next topic.
But yes.
We'll get back to you on that when we return with the lovely Judy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. You just happen to be in the next room. I'm like, hey, come on in. It's not like you had to travel. So with that being said, thank you everyone for listening in. Thank you to everyone who has supported Judy on this journey as she's getting more comfortable to be on air. 100 episodes ago, she'd be like, no, I'll take a hard pass. But there's been such an outpouring of love through Reddit, Facebook, and Instagram about Judy's contribution and her voice as a cis partner.
It's very humbling.
It is very humbling.
It is.
Trust me, I know from my own people saying lovely things about me as well. It just blows my mind. But with that, Judy's become more comfortable and she's coming up with these ideas that she wants to share. So we will keep bringing her on and hope that the cis partners can now know that this is a Judy episode and want to hear it with their partner and
talk about it. That would be the perfect thing that they could just sit down and listen together and then open dialogue and get to know each other better.
So love to you all. Love to you, Judy.
Love to you too, Savannah.
Oh, well, thank you. And we will wrap this up in a bow, as Julie would always say. And
till next time.
That's what I'm supposed to say. Oh my God.
I don't know what to say.
What does Judy say? Or Julie says that.
Bye for now. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Until next time.
Okay. Do you want to try that again?
We might need to. So as we wrap this up in a bow, as Joey would say, I'm going to say bye for now.
Till next time.
There we go. Oof.
You can find me on Facebook at Savannah Hawk or at Living with Crossdressing and on Instagram at Savannah Hawk. Remember, that's H-A-U-K. And to learn more, go to my website, livingwithcrossdressing.com.
And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Fox and Hanger or at Julie MTF Style, as well as on our website at foxandhanger.com.
Julie, it's your moment.
Fox and the Phoenix podcast uses Anchor, copyright 2024.
Yes, nailed it.
If you enjoy our content and want to make it easier for others to find us, please share with your friends. Tap the subscribe or follow button to the show wherever you're listening. Give it a 5-star rating or leave a review.
And for show ideas or comments, contact us through the podcast on Facebook at Fox and Phoenix Podcast or on Instagram at the Fox and the Phoenix Podcast _.